This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Despite what the world will tell you today, freedom is a mark of the Christian faith. Yes, freedom from sin and guilt, but freedom to use and enjoy anything that comes from God. Christians indeed should not be abusing this freedom and hurting themselves or others, like drinking too much or gluttony, and these things are warned about in Scripture. We need to be careful what God has allowed us to enjoy doesn't grow into a bad habit to control us or to hurt other people. But these things being set aside, let us remember that we have an enormous amount of freedom in this world that God has made for us. Now, Paul in verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 6 says, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought into the power of anything. Foods for the belly and belly for foods, but God will bring to nothing both it and them. But the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Now God raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power." Now, in this passage today, Paul is definitely venturing into something that I would call a rather dangerous territory. But I guess he already had done so over the past few days and weeks, hasn't he? He goes really here where few men will tread. Because the area of grace versus freedom, you know, a righteous and holy living versus the freedoms that we have, it's dangerous territory. Now, Paul here, he begins by saying that under God's grace, all things are lawful. And what that means is his freedom in Christ was extensive and fairly unlimited. Yet he is not suggesting here that grace would somehow override doctrine and scripture and instruction. I mean, he doesn't mean it's okay to kill someone or have illicit sex and then claim, "Hey, we're under grace." Now, you might think such an idea is crazy, but there are plenty of people attempting that line of defense every day. First, we must say that our freedom is indeed far-reaching. And man, we are given a great deal of wiggle room. Romans 14:14 says, "I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean of itself, except that to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean." Ironically, Christianity, as I said before, is viewed so often as being restrictive and stifling to individual liberty and freedom. Yet Paul here is speaking the truth, and he considers himself to be free really beyond anyone in the so-called liberty of the world system. He is no doubt addressing the issues here that are not dealt with specifically in Scripture. He's not saying something is okay that Scripture says is not. He's talking about the areas of Christian liberty and conscience. Now, there are qualifiers on the subject of personal liberty, and let me lay them out there for you. First of all, we need to ask ourselves, when it comes to a freedom, a grace permissiveness that we have as Christian, number one, is it helpful? Is it good? The King James says expedient. Is it helpful or is it good? Now, I don't mean just for me, but for others. Meaning, does what I do affect others negatively? Especially the body of Christ. Secondly, does it cause me to come under bondage to something? Because, you see, that's idolatry. Because we are free. But the question will always be, what are we going to do with that freedom? Are we going to attempt to live like hell while seeking heaven? Well, I hope not. And lastly, most importantly, in all things, do I seek to bring glory to God? Because 1 Corinthians 10:31 reminds us, "Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." That's a great verse. So, am I involved in idolatry? Am I in bondage to something else other than God? Now please note what verse 13 says at the end, because it's important. He says, the Lord for the body, quote unquote. Not just the soul, not just the mind, but for our bodies too. This means we are to live God out in our bodies too, in action, in service, in holiness. It's been said that a believer's position is to love God and do what you want. Such a statement troubles some people, I think, but they apparently want to sin and live contrary to the pursuits of Christ, or that statement wouldn't concern them. Again, love God and do what you want. Well, when a person is truly in love with God, all that he wants to do ultimately is to please God, and he places the kingdom of God at the highest priority and power. Paul here is reminding the Corinthian believers that God was not only interested in their hearts and minds, but also their bodies and what they did with them. Hey, Christianity is not just about going to church and singing songs and praying. Being a Christian is active and it's moving. Jesus did not come to us in his heart or mind. He came physically, didn't he? He didn't die just in his heart and mind. He died in the flesh. He experienced real pain and real death. Serving Jesus and his kingdom, which is what Scripture says we as reborn individuals are to do, is a physical and a bodily activity. Ephesians 2:10 says, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we should walk in them.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.